Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Hello. Hello. This is Beverly Fells Jones, and Terry Lyle is having some issues with her computer this evening, and she asked me to go ahead and dial back in and get connected. Evidently, there were some storms where she is, and so I'm here. I'm her guest this evening. So let me tell you a little bit about me. My name is Beverly Fells Jones. I am known as the Silver Fox of Consciousness. And what does that mean to you? Well, there's a number of things as to what it actually means. And basically is that I help you learn how to use your mind better. So, you know, I was prepared to be answering a bunch of questions this evening with Terry, and so I'm a little bit off kilter, but what I'm going to do is I'll just go ahead and read you the bio that I sent her. So, Beverly Fells Jones, certified in hypnosis, is an author, international speaker, radio personality, advisor, and seminar leader on the topics of intuitive memory, willful manifesting, and accessing the subconscious mind consciously. She's the author of three informative books, including Manifesting the Life You Want and Christianity, the Law of Attraction, and the One Command. What I do is I enable my clients to realize real change mentally and physically through private sessions, seminars, workshops, and retreats. And as a top performer for IBM and Hewlett-Packard for quite a number of years, I really did work under some stressful situations. I was a troubleshooter. So just imagine logging on to your computer and wanting to go check your bank balance, and you get a message that the system is down. Come back later. You're not a happy camper. Well, when banks, hospitals, companies would have an issue with their software on their equipment and it wasn't working properly, I was the person that went in to figure out what was going on. So that was some stressful situation, and it helped me develop the ability to get to the root cause of issues quickly and easily. So transitioning from that position as a computer guru to a personal development consultant was, 180-degree shift, because I was going from technical to soft skills. Right, but those experiences, having to deal with irate customers who were, I'll say it, frightened right, for their jobs, because some of the systems people were, you know, they were felt they were in trouble because the system wasn't going to work. And then having their bosses and higher ups all on their case, and then I come in, little old me, come in, and now all of this pressure put on me. Now, this wasn't all the time. Sometimes the things that broke wasn't as drastic as you're not getting into your computer system. However, they taught me a number of things. And part of those things was being able to get to the root of the problem. And be able to access information. Now, I just got a text from Terry about her computer is coming up because it crashed. And so, unfortunately, I don't have access to her studio, so I can, you know, turn on, bring in her co-host and so on her studio. So hopefully Terry will be joining us pretty soon for that system. Boy, I tell you, there are times when things happen. So just like working under pressure in the job, it's like taking over as host for a little bit while Terry gets her things moving forward and getting us getting back on the air. So where was I? Oh, yeah. So working in a situation like this, I had to think very quickly, and I had to not get distracted by what other people were saying. Well, I think the problem is here. I think it is here. They're wanting to go in all the directions. And even when I was working online with our gurus in the support center, and they would say certain things to do, you know, I have to make a decision as to, well, are they really focusing on the problem, or are they guessing as to where the issue is? And are they following the information as to how this particular program works? And the same thing works when you're working with someone that you want to help you resolve some of your problems, such as, you know, why are things the way they are at work, or why can't you just get off your duff and get some things done, or I don't understand why things work this way, or just dealing with your everyday life and helping you see things maybe from a different perspective. That job, those jobs really taught me a lot. They taught me patience. Because sometimes, you know, I just had to just work through things step by step. It taught me to be in someone else's shoes. When their job is on the line, they've got customers who are upset. So it taught me to see things from another perspective. But also the idea of being able to take that, those skills learned in trying to decipher where a problem was and how to ask the right questions, that was one of the things that I really learned in that position. So my experiences allowed me to be in this position of being able to get laser focused and help other people get laser focused in their lives. All right, let's see here. Still checking, talking to Terry on text. So what I'm going to do so Terry can get back on the line, because since I dialed, I dialed in, it seems that her computer still isn't available. All right, let's see. All right, I know it's silence, and it's because I'm trying to help Terry get online. So this is one of those times when, you know, computer glitches happen, and yeah, we're working our way through it so that we can get her on air so we can have a great conversation, right? Anyhow, so let's see. Okay, Terry said she is working to get logged in on her computer, so she can see what's going on and get herself live on the air. So what else can I talk about while I'm waiting? Well, let me see. Today was one of those days where I was working on a video, and the video's topic was claiming your power. And I don't know if you've ever had an issue with feeling as though you had not, that you've been dismissed, that when you were talking, the person wasn't giving you attention, or you felt that you were being ignored. Well, that was what I was talking about today in claiming your power, is talking about a situation I had when I was in my 20s. And it was a turning point in my life. Have you ever had a turning point in your life? A turning point where you recognize it. I mean, you look back and you remember the day, the circumstances, the words that you said, or the feeling that you had. Many of us have had many of those turning points in our lives that said, wow, that shifted my whole perspective. It changed the way I felt about things. It changed the way I looked at things. And man, it was just different. Well, that's what I'm talking about when reclaiming your power. I had a situation when I was timid. I was not open. I didn't exactly allow people to run over me. But it was a situation where I just wasn't assertive. And when I wasn't as assertive, then things didn't go exactly the way I wanted it. I think you've had that opportunity or that thought when you did that, is that you just didn't have the opportunity. Well, I was, it was, it's a very simple thing that happened, but it was significant in my life. So what happened was I was in line at the deli department. And it was before they had, you know, take a number, you know, whose number is next. They didn't have a line, so to speak. So everybody basically took their turn. They looked to see who was ahead of them when they walked up, and then they just waited for everybody till everybody that was ahead of them had their turn. And then it was your turn. And the person behind the counter usually paid attention to who was next. Well, this day, there were several people ahead of me, and so I waited my turn, and one gentleman came up behind me. But he came up at the very end, just as she was working on the last person in front of me. So the only person that was there was me, and then he came up. And when she finished with that person that she was working with, she looked up from the counter, and she said, "Who's next?" And this guy said, started giving his order. And I just, at that moment, I was like, oh my goodness. And I was just like, no, not this time, right? No, and I just stopped, and I said, it's my turn. You just walked up, and you knew it. And she says, oh, I didn't know who was next. I said, yes, you did, because you saw me standing here this whole time. But what they did in that moment, I took back my power. I wasn't mean. I wasn't nasty. I didn't shake my head, snap my fingers, or do anything. I just said, no, it's my turn. And he didn't say anything because he already knew I was standing there before him. He just felt he could just step all over me. Surprised him. But that was the time I reclaimed my power, and it made a difference going forward. And there were many other instances where I stepped into my power and I accepted what I needed to accept, that I stood up for myself. So if you've had a time when you felt that you hadn't been able to reclaim your power, or you're afraid to reclaim your power, well, just think about it. And when an opportunity presents itself where you would normally step back, or you wouldn't speak up, or you wouldn't ask for that raise, do it. It will take you and shift you into a whole new vibration. Well, I got another note from Terry, and she changed her mind again. But Terry is, as I mentioned before, she has in a storm where she is, and her co-host Felicia hasn't been able to get on either, and so I'm here, and waiting to see if Terry can get online and work to have a conversation with you. So I'm going to continue, because she just said don't hang up and end the show. So I'm going to continue, you know, kind of sharing some things that I do on my show, and give you some pointers about just different things in your life. And so I'm going to pull up some notes from a show I did in January of 2015. And you go, really? I said, yeah, because January 2015, that particular show, I was talking about New Year's resolutions. And this is the middle of the year. This is July. So it's a perfect time to review some of the things that you thought that you wanted to do in 2016. And, you know, it's a good time that if you wrote down some of the things that you wanted to do in 2016, it's time to review them and see where you are or whether you've changed your mind about what you wanted to do in 2016. So what were your intentions? You see, I don't set resolutions. That is not a thing to do. And you say, why? Well, most resolutions are broken within the first couple weeks, if not the first week of the year. And resolutions, still, root word is around resolve, right? You resolve to do certain things. But half-heartedly, those resolutions are made a lot of times. And that's why they're broken so quickly. They are not, they're things. It's like, I'm going to lose weight or I'm going to exercise. And you say, I do that every year, right? But you haven't really found a good reason. You're losing weight because, okay, you got this outfit you want to get into and you haven't been able to get into it. And you know, you say you need to change the way you eat and but you love the food so very much, but you don't want to go to the gym, and you join the gym and you go for a week and then you don't go anymore. Well, what I say is, do not stress yourself over the drama of resolutions. Do not stress yourself over things that you didn't accomplish so far this year, because maybe you weren't supposed to, and maybe your focus was in some other area. So what did you accomplish this year? What did you arrange? Even if it wasn't part of your resolution, was it something that you truly, really wanted to do? I just finished a 2-week tour of the South. I'll call it to the South. But it was something I wanted to do. And I live here in Dallas, Texas. And I took a driving tour, left Dallas, drove down to Interstate 20, and started heading east. Went through Louisiana, through Mississippi, stopped in a few towns there, but on I-20 near the Alabama border, I-20 heads north and starts heading toward Atlanta, but US 80, because US 80 and I-20 parallel each other a bit until the 20 veers off to Atlanta. So I went on US 80, because US 80 took me through Selma, Alabama, and Montgomery, Alabama, two cities that is known for the civil rights movement. So I took a driving tour, went to the, got to Selma, stayed overnight, and then got to Selma and went to the Chamber of Commerce. So here's what I'm getting ready to do. So don't hang up. Don't leave. I'm going to go out, and Terry is coming in. So just look for what I would like you to do right now is just take a moment of silence and say a prayer for those in France who have died yet again from a person who just was bent on destruction. And then we'll be back in about
Hello.
5 minutes. So, hey there, there you
hey.
Are.
Girl.
Yes, well, I was just asking them to take that 5 minutes of silence.
Moment of silence.
Yeah, for the people
in France
lost
their lives.
Yes. that lost their lives. And so, you know, if you want to go ahead and do that, or we can say we can do that a little later. You decide. You're here. Yay! Hello, my girl.
Yeah, but I'm fine, but I don't know how long I'm going to be here. This storm is cracking, and every 5 minutes I'm losing everything. And I got my co-host. I'm trying to pull her in, but my laptop crashed and my tablet is crashing. So you just hang in there. And I apologize to my listeners because, you know, the devil is just busy, you know, but the devil is alive, because what we missed out today, we're going to get Felicia back if she's available for September the 16th. But right now, it let me log on, but it won't let me see my studio wall. So, you know, I see my co-host, she's trying to text me. But ignore that noise in the background, like the man said behind the screen at the Wizard of Oz. You know, don't mind the man behind the screen, you know. Try to get this thing up and running, and I can't believe it. Everything is just going wrong. But I was surprised that I was able to log on while you were still here, you know. So,
yes.
Well, oh, God, I'm having such the worst time here.
But you got to the screen, so you
no, I didn't get to the screen. I just kept going and kept praying, you know. Prayer
too. Okay.
Thing.
Well, it worked. Prayer works.
But, yes, I need to find the studio wall so I can get to my music. And, you know, but I just want to start all over from the beginning. I just want to thank all my listeners from north to south and east to west that's tuning in. I apologize for the weather that's inconveniencing us, and I'm still trying to get my co-host, Felicia Fewell, on the line, and all my global listeners from Canada, United Kingdom, Peru, Pakistan, Nigeria, Africa, Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Australia, and Iraq. I thank all of y'all for tuning in, and tonight our guest, Felicia's my co-host. My guest is Beverly, who's been on the phone entertaining y'all. I would do her an in-service if I didn't ask her to come back, you know, on a later date so we can do it right. But in the meantime, as soon as I can get my co-host on here, we're just going to have a little fun, and we're not even going to call this an interview. We're going to call it Surviving the Storm, you know, because, my God, I can't even see my screen.
Hey, well, I was just kind of working on my feet, you know, demonstrating all that capability I learned at IBM about, you know, figuring out what to do and get it done.
Well, my co-host, she's been texting me, and she's been saying, you've been holding it down, and I'm sitting here scrambling. Like right now, I'm in the stats. I see all the stats for the show, but I can't get to the studio wall. So I'm going to let you go ahead and talk a little bit more, Beverly, while I try to figure this out, just in case I get knocked off again. And Felicia, hold on, darling. I'm trying to get you on.
All right. So where was I? Well, we were going to do the 5 minutes of silence, but we're going to still, let's just take a moment and just remember them. Let's take a moment and just relax and breathe in and take a deep breath out, because all of these attacks, all these things that are going on in the world today is making us extremely stressful. Take a deep breath in and out. Take another deep breath in and out. And there is a power and presence in this universe that always has been and always will be. We recognize that power and presence as the God who created us and created everything out of itself, and we contain it because we were made in God's image. And so we just want to relax and recognize that we may feel powerless, we may feel we have no control, but all we have to do is relax and allow the Creator to lead and guide us in the direction that we need to go. Take a deep breath in and out. And we want to be grateful for all the good things that is in our lives, all the good people in our lives. We want to be grateful for that. And we want to send love and kindness and peace and tranquility to those who are experiencing devastation, pain, loss, because many times we have no idea what to do. We have no idea how to handle it. We have no idea how we can be of service. And then other times we are so afraid all we want to do is hide and go curl up in a ball and just cry. Cry for all the pain that is being experienced in the world today. So let's just send that healing and kindness and that love to our brothers and sisters across the world and pray for peace, understanding, kindness, and serenity. And I ask for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So, what I was talking about was, yes, Terry.
You know, I don't get it. You know, I see the studio wall, but it's not letting me move my cursor. I can't get it to move. It must be something to do with the storm because my function keys are not working. I can't even function my co-host. And I see her there, and I even see my mama online. And this is just, you know something, Felicia, I am sorry that I can't get you on, and I don't know why it has to be the storm. But I want to thank you, Beverly, for holding down the fort like a real trooper because, shoo, man, she couldn't get none of us on, and she just kept on doing what she got to do. But God, to God be the glory. But, you know, I just want to say this. You know, this is one of those things that when it happened, it just kind of tests the person that you say that you are. You know, yes, I'm frustrated to the highest passivity, if that's even a word. But I'm not going to cuss. I'm not going to jump up and down and bang my head against the wall because they ain't going to do nothing to give me a headache. But we need to learn how to act when stuff happens. Even this is considered a small thing, but it's an annoying thing that's happening. My co-host, bless her heart, man, she had so many wonderful questions she had for you tonight. And my mother and my listeners, people are trying to hit in on the chat line. They got questions, and I can't make my function keys do nothing. I can't answer them. I can't do anything. So I got my mama's key open, but I need to get my co-host key open. My mama, she don't want to talk. She just want to listen. So I'm going to try to get her back. Mute status.
Well, while you were working, getting on, I had pulled up notes from a show I did last year about setting your intention and resolutions. And since this is July, you know, this is a good time to review any resolutions you made in January. And, you know, about the fact that you don't need to stress over if you didn't get them accomplished yet, or you may have a focus on something else. So just, you know, look at what you wanted to do and accomplish, and then see what steps you need to do in order to do those, to get them done, you know. So that's what I was kind of talking about there for a little bit. Okay. So, continuing, what is it that you wanted to change, remove, or improve this year? And what have you experienced in the past in regard to setting your resolutions or setting your intentions? What is it that when you set the intentions, is it something you really want to do? You truly want to accomplish? It is a purpose versus just a, well, I need to do this, so I'll put it on my list. Because you will find if you just put it on your list or it's, I should do this, but it's not, I want to do this, I want to get it done, you will find that you will let it go by the wayside. And you won't get it done. You will just quit. All right, and it will, and you will just not do it. You know, if you really don't want to lose weight, as I was talking before, or you want to lose weight but you don't want to change your eating habits or you don't want to exercise, then you're not going to do it. So think about what you want instead.
I ain't never just tripped and pitched it. I just looked at the whole situation. Cause once you look
desire.
At it, you don't really do it. They don't give a fuck about us.
So I spend your time pouring, working. I see no reason, so I take all the seeds in the sea.
peace. Why you start thinking that they give a fuck?
Tell me why my world is in peace, my nigga, you're lying. Cause half of my niggas long gone, buried in the dirt just for trying. Sometimes I think my pocket's dying, and that is awful. To wake up to another day, shit ain't changed, that's awful. I wake up sweating, dreaming, coughing, seeing me upside down, backwards, head twisted while I'm laying in the coffin. The shit comes around so often, so tell me something before I take it out on the world and get the dumping. Nigga, I'll be sober, but I ain't going through the struggle. I'm doing the same thing you did at my age, and that's hustling on the edge of straight busting. But since you don't give a fuck, I'm just frontin', I'ma drink my Hennessy like it ain't nothing.
Well, we're
welcome back. This is author Terry Lyle, and
listen to the words that people say in their lyrics, and tell me if that's some real, if that's real to you. You know what I mean? Listen to what they're saying. Don't just bob your head to the beat. Peep the game. Don't support the phonies.
At random.
Support the
and
real.
And that song with Tupac Shakur, they don't give a F about us, and that was so uncalled for. And this gives, this is letting me know that the devil is busy. So, you know, with that being said, I'm going to take a moment to say a prayer out of the book of Matthew's 6:9, and I'm just going to say a prayer unto God be the glory. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day bread. And forgive me for my debts as I forgive my debtors. And lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever and ever. And I just wanted to let people know that, you know, okay, we got a storm down here. We got our guests trying to hold the show down. We got to the point that I can't get on. My co-host still can't come on. And then this song come on, you know, and I have a lot of songs on my studio wall depending on who my guests are. Now, this song was definitely not appropriate for this lady that was on tonight, Mrs. Beverly Fells Jones, and I apologize for that song coming up, you know. But, you know, it's a hot mess today, but Satan, you don't get no glory here. You don't run nothing because I can cast you out, and I rebuke you by the authority invested in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, you know, we're going to have Miss Jones come back September the 16th. I want y'all to mark your calendars. Because she's coming back, we appreciate her for trying to hold it down. And I keep hearing music trying to play on its own. You know something, you can delay us, but we are not denied. And I want everybody, don't forget, my book Broken is out. You can go to my website at www.terrylyle.com, or you can get it on Amazon, Kindle, or createspace.com. But if you get it from my website, you'll get it in 2 days because I ship priority mail. You will also get an autograph. And trust and believe, this book is going to be a movie soon. And this book is my autobiography about my walk, how, you know, I made bad choices. And we all have made some bad choices in the past. But it just shows you that God was still there when I was going through, and he kept me in spite of what I was going through. And I want people out there listening to know that you're not – who someone else say that you are who you are, who you believe that you are, you know, and don't let because what you have done dictate who you're going to be tomorrow. You know, just pick yourself up, put that smile on your face, talk to God and build that relationship because it's all about relationships, so it ain't about nothing, you know. So I apologize to everyone listening, you know we don't do it like this, but you know something, to God be the glory, because for some reason, something was said by Mrs. Beverly that someone needed to hear. So, you know, hey, you didn't get on tonight, but she's coming back. And I don't even know if I can be able to play a song on my own because things are just flipping and flopping on its own. But I will attempt to play a song. But if it don't play my song, oh well. But we're going to take it home because I don't want to be on the phone with the storming down here, because I've always was taught when we was young, don't play with the phone when you got lightning and thunder and it's rough. My dogs are so scared they quiet, you know. Usually they'll bark, but then they quiet. They all nervous. So I think it's time we call this a wrap. So I'm going to try to put on Sam Cooke, A Change Is Going to Come, and it will. But I want people to stay encouraged. And nope, they played the wrong song again. I don't want that song. Oh, see, no.
You're listening to authorist Terry E. Lyle's Blog Talk Radio. It's the interview that pays to listen to with the honest, candid truth in your face.
Well,
all right.
It's a wrap. We got to get up out of here, Beverly. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm out of here. Thank you.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know.